Second Samuel chapter 12. And Yahweh sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. And the rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except for one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him and with his children, and it did eat of his own food, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was to him as a daughter. And there came a traveller to the rich man. And he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was come to him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, As Yahweh lives, the man that has done this shall surely die, and he shall restore the lamb fourfold because he did this thing and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, You are the man. Thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you out of the hand of Shaul, and I gave you your master's house and your master's wives to your bosom, and gave you the house of Israel and of Yehuda. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given to you such and such things. For what reason have you despised the commandment of Yahweh to do evil in his sight? You've killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and have taken his wife to be your wife, and have slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. And now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you've despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says Yahweh, I will raise up evil against you out of your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes, and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of this son. For you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said to Nathan, I've sinned against Yahweh. And Nathan said to David, Yahweh also has put away your sin. You shall not die. Howbeit, because by this deed you have greatly blasphemed Yahweh, and the child also that is born to you shall surely die. And Nathan departed to his house, and Yahweh struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David, and it was very sick. And David for this reason besought Yahweh for the child, and David fasted and went in and lay all night upon the earth. And the elders of his house rose up and went to him to raise him up from the earth, but he would not, neither did he eat bread with them. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, While the child was yet alive, we spoke to him, and he would not listen to our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead? But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. And therefore David said to his servants, Is the child dead? And they said, He is dead. And then David arose from the earth and washed, and anointed himself, and changed his apparel, and came to the house of Yahweh and worshipped. And then he came to his own house. And when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. And then his servants said to him, What thing is this that you've done? You did fast and weep for the child while it was alive. But when the child was dead, you did rise and eat bread. And he said, While the child was still alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, Who can tell whether Yahweh will be gracious to me, that the child might live? But now he's dead, and for what reason should I fast? Can I bring him back again? I shall go to him, but he shall not return to me. And David comforted Bathsheba, his wife, and went in to her, and lay with her, and she bore a son, and he called his name Solomon. And Yahweh loved him. And he sent by the hand of Nathan the prophet, and he called his name Jedidiah, because of Yahweh. And Joab fought against Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and took the royal city. And Joab sent messengers to David, and said, I fought against Rabbah, and have taken the city of waters. Now for this reason gather the rest of the people together and encamp against the city and take it, lest I take the city and it be called after my name. And David gathered all the people together and went to Rabbah and fought against it and took it. And he took their king's crown from off his head, the weight of which was a talent of gold with the precious stones, and it was set on David's head. And he brought forth the spoil of the city in great abundance. And he brought forth the people that were in it, and put them under saws, and under harrows of iron, and under axes of iron, and made them pass through the brick kiln. And thus did he do to all the cities of the children of Ammon. And so David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. End of chapter 1.